But what was happening? Hovering above the chaos was what? The Spirit of God, just like at creation. It's happening again. At least one of the pictures of that story must be that just like at creation, God is again hovering with His Spirit over the chaos. And does He speak? This is my Son. I love Him. Listen to Him. And up out of the chaos comes Jesus. Now, to make a long story short, as Jesus comes up out of the chaos, what happens? The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the speechless speak. Is the chaos being restored back into order? Now think about that. That one of the implications of Jesus' baptism is a willingness to enter chaos, because in His person, very slowly, but in His person, chaos is being restored to order. Now, just to show you that John got that and that Jesus meant that, among other things, a short time later, John says, I'm in jail. That's chaos. Nobody gets out of Herod's jail. That's chaos. So how do I know? I think my ears are on the wrong place on my head. They kept telling me this thing doesn't come off of anybody else's head. It comes off my head all the time. Okay? John is in prison. That's chaos, especially Herod's prison, because not many people are going to get out of Herod's prison, including John. He doesn't know that yet. So he sends message to Jesus and says, are you the coming one? Or should we look for another? What's Jesus' answer? Wouldn't you expect Him to say yes? He doesn't. He says, go tell John, the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor hear the gospel. In other words, the chaos is being taken care of. But now the part for you and me, and this was the part that Jeff's prayer triggered in my mind earlier tonight, thinking about people that come here with needs and with pain. Listen to me. After Jesus sent the disciples back to John and said, go tell John that the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, etc., etc., go tell him the chaos is being taken care of, or it started at least, he turns to the crowd, you and me, and he says this, no one born of woman, I'm going to paraphrase it, no one born of woman is greater than John, but the least of you in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. What? You're greater than John? I am? Why? Well, I think there's a lot in that passage, so don't assume this is exhausting it. But it strikes me, and I heard this from one of the rabbis that I had as a teacher, that in the Jewish context, what John was saying is, listen, John got to see the chaos being undone little by little from a distance. You get to bring it. Your mission is to come up out of the water in Jesus Christ, a new creation, enter the chaos of the world we live in, and bring order out of pain. And every time you spend 10 minutes in an old people's home with no one, with someone that no one visits, every time you put your arm around somebody who eats in the cafeteria at school alone every day, every time you spend 5 minutes comforting somebody who's crying, every time you give up a Saturday afternoon because someone needs a few minutes of love and care, you bring restored order to God's creation. You bring tikkun olam. But to do that, brothers and sisters, you've got to enter the chaos of the world we live in. You can't stand on the bank and say, hey, out there, hang in there. And it's so powerful to me that at the core, what ought to characterize the community of Jesus is that it is a community made up of a whole group of individuals that together as community enter the chaos of the world they live in And little by little, not in any regard.